Despite the offered advice given to each of those who have distanced themselves from Torah in the previous pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech here unfortunately tells us of the response received. Instead of appreciating the concern and support, the wisdom proffered to these lost souls was ignored by them. When they were still just beginning to stray, when they were still close, the grunt notes that they were called to, when the words of the rescuer could still be heard. As their mistakes piled up and they journeyed further away in the wrong direction, Shlomo, or perhaps the Torah, or even Hashem himself, still had mercy on these sinners, and waved from the distance, outstretching a hand to motion, to signal that the lost child come home. But alas, these attempts were to no avail. The loving beckons went unanswered. I'll add that this is something we see in children all the time, at least my children. One tries to speak logically with them, to explain the right and the good, that which is in their own best interests, and to steer them upon the path they would themselves most prefer. But they are often unready to listen. Either they feel the advice offered or the outstretched hand is not really earnest. If that is the case, then we aren't doing our job. Or else, they simply are not willing to relinquish their need to be right, to have things their way, or are acting irrationally due to their anger. We must make sure that as adults, we not behave in a similar fashion, choosing offense over appreciation, when a genuinely heartfelt attempt is directed our way to help us improve.